Back here on WBAL, Brett Hollander joined now by Mel Antonin, longtime baseball writer. You see him now on Masson. Mel, how are you?
Hey, good evening, Brett. Good to be with you.
Well, it's great to be with you. And when you heard ESPN break this story yesterday on the Biogenesis Lab, what was your reaction?
Well, it was bound to happen. I mean, we knew that this story was in the wings, and now it's a pretty major story. We're going to be hearing a lot about it in the next 2 or 3 months. And if all the stuff that is being reported becomes true, it's going to make Balco seem like a fly on the shoulder, Balco and Barry Bonds.
You really think it's going to overshadow something like that?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's a much bigger story, potentially a much more damaging story to baseball than Balco was. No question about it. If you got 20 players that are suspended because of illegal drug use, that's a major, major story. We'll see. We'll see. It doesn't look good now, but there's a lot that can happen between now and the final verdict.
That is definitely true, and I think ESPN kind of jumped the gun saying that these suspensions were almost inevitable. I really don't see it that way. We've seen somehow, even with federal prosecutors going hard after Bonds and Clemens, those two somehow wiggled their way out of it. So this thing is far from over. But Mel, my reaction to this was on several different levels. One, my original, was vitriol reaction to Alex Rodriguez is one of the all-time frauds baseball's ever seen, almost more so than Bonds and Clemens. I think when you go back now, we know he admitted to 3 years of steroid use in his best seasons in Texas. He signed the two biggest contracts in the history of professional sports in America. And now, even after getting caught and admitting to it, he goes right back at it. I will certainly question his years in Texas. To me, when you look at his 1996 season, his first full season in Seattle, you were covering baseball back then. Everyone knew who Rodriguez was as the first overall pick in 93. They expected him to be great, a once-in-a-generation player. But his numbers back in 96 were basically what I would see Bryce Harper doing now if he were on steroids. That's how ridiculous they were.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. There was a lot of suspicion. I covered Alex virtually every day in those years. And there was a lot of suspicion, but there was no smoking gun evidence. Reporters were looking for evidence, but they couldn't find it. It was a long developing story, but you're right. He is a fraud. His reputation is shot. Even without Biogenesis, his reputation is very shady. And if it does come to pass that he gets a 100-game suspension, his career could very well be over, and who knows if the Yankees will find a way to void the $170 million left on his contract.
That's my next question, Mel. I think in Baltimore, we almost feel that the Yankees deserve to be strapped with that Rodriguez contract. They probably knew something, and they also, followed what they usually do and just signed off an absurd contract for an aging ball player. They deserve to be in this boat. I think some Orioles fans and baseball fans would say, is there any way you see them wiggling their way out of this contract?
Well, there's nothing specific in the contract, Brett, that says, that deals with steroids or steroid usage in any way. So there's no cut and dry clause. But there is the ethics clause and the morality clause that's in every major league contract. And that, of course, is very subjective. The Yankees will certainly try to fight it, I am sure, because you're talking about $170 million. But, again, it's a very subjective thing.
Mel, the other part about this is where baseball is. I see it, and I don't see, I have no bias towards the game. I mean, I'm not a Bud Selig apologist. I think he's better than probably most people. The picture that is portrayed of him, maybe for some it's too little too late. But to me, this is a sign that baseball is very serious. It's also a sign that if you're going to use, you run the great risk of getting caught, but with blood testing in place, urine testing has been in place for a while. We know runs are not down. They have plummeted to 25-year lows. Home runs are way down. ERAs, runs per game, OPS. We're at 25-year lows for all those measures. And most 30-year-olds in baseball, and we're seeing it a lot with these pitchers who have signed lengthy contracts, their statistics are regressing as they should at that age, unlike how it was in the 90s and early 2000s. Isn't this a sign that it's working in baseball serious?
Yeah, exactly. I think, Brett, that's an excellent point. We're back to the point where money and power doesn't necessarily determine who's going to win the division and where players are going to go. It seems like now there's more balance among all the teams. Teams that build from within and develop, that's the focus nowadays. Payroll flexibility is very important. But look at the Orioles and what they've done with their draft. And with all their young players, they have built a nucleus of players that can last a long time. 10 years ago, 20 years ago in the 90s, that might not have happened. But I think the fact that teams can develop or draft and develop and expect to win, that's a good sign. What the cloud of this biogenesis thing will do to that, I don't know. But overall, I agree with you.
Mel Antonin, we really do appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Mel Antonin. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.